All right, what's the difference in a creek and a branch? Is there any difference?
No difference on the creek's larger. Branch is just a little, most of the time just coming from a spring, just a small stream.
Okay. All right, give me some names of some streams that are some, like some creeks or some branches that you remember where you grew up. Names of them.
All right. the largest one is Bywa. That's up in the northern part of town. It runs east and west. And Tilby is in the southern part, and it also runs east and west. And then this one that comes through this town here is Yakayukini.
You know how to say it?
No.
Say it again.
Yakayukini. And then over here, Chester, that one goes down through there, it beats Chitter. All those are Indian names. And this one out here is Boga Fly.
Out where then?
Out in the eastern part. Goes into Sand Creek.
Say it again then.
Huh?
How do you say it again?
Boga Fly. That runs into Sand Creek. And that one run down through our place out there, my old place, was called Kirkham Branch. That runs into the Yakayukini.
You know where Kirkham Branch got that name?
From a man named Kirkham that lived up there at the upper end of that thing where it started. A man named Kirkham.
Oh. Do you know of any springs in the county?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Are there a lot of them?
Oh, yeah. Every hollow's got a spring. And most all these churches, they were built close to a spring in order to get water, like South Union, Lebanon, Salem, Nebo.
Where did Nebo get the name? Is that from the Bible?
I reckon so. I don't know. But you've got lots of clear springs, Pisgah, Mount Moriah, all those springs by all those. And then there's the springs out in the woods. See, there's a fine spring out there on my old place, that man, that pasture.
Why would the churches want to be near the spring?
Well, in order to get water. See, they didn't have any wells, and that'd save getting digging a well, and they'd have to have some place to water the stock when they come to church, you know.
Okay, so they'd like to stay all the time out there?
They'd stay a week at a time, and they'd get water there and water the stock.
Tell about what they call it when they come to church and they stay for a week or something.
Camp meeting. They have a camp meeting. And the reason of that was, the only transportation had was wagons, you know. And some of them lived a good long distance. And they'd build these camps, tents, and come and stay there for a week. And just camp there.
What did the buildings look like where they stayed?
They'd be a little, two rooms and a little hallway. And then there'd be a shed where you had your dining room and your kitchen on one side. Dining room, it'd all be open. Except these two bedrooms, one on each side.
Where'd they sleep in the bedroom?
Have a scaffold. They build a scaffold up about 3 foot, 4 foot high, and put straw on that and put your bed clothes on that, and that'd be your bed.
What'd they have on the floor?
Sawdust. Sometimes they'd have oat straw. Most of the time, oat straw.
What'd they cook with?
Cook it with a wood stove and a fire and stove wood.
How many times a day would they have church?
About four times.
What season of the year did they have?
That would be in the summertime, generally in July.
Why would they have it that particular
time? Well, at that particular time, you'd be through with your crop. You'd have your crop laid by. You'd be through with your crop, and you'd kind of have a period there that you wouldn't have much to do on the farm.
All right, what do you call a small rise in the land?
Hill.
Okay. Are there any big hills around this area, or any mountains in this area?
Well, up here what they call the Murphy Mountain, north of here, is pretty high, located up down in Natchez Trace.
All right, what do you call a rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? What would you call that?
Well, some of them call it a canyon, a gorge, a